The Toronto Blue Jays today, in a continuation of the baseball draft, picked the top-ranked Canadian in the draft, a 6'4 right-hander from Ladner, B.C., by name of Tom Robson. Tom Robson joins us on Primetime Sports. Tom, thanks for joining us today. I imagine it's pretty crazy around there.
Yeah, it's very crazy. Thanks a lot. It's been pretty exciting. Definitely one of the best days of my life, and I've been waiting for this for a long time, so I'm happy it's finally come.
Now, I know that you've already spoken to Alex Anthopoulos, the Blue Jays general manager.
Yeah.
What have they said to you as far as when they want to meet, how soon they want to get you signed? Are you looking to sign right away, or, I mean, where is it going to go from here?
Obviously, I want to get going as soon as I can, but I know it's a business, and obviously there's money involved, so I got an advisor, and when Alex phoned me, he kind of said he wants to get me signed as soon as possible, and then the Canadian supervisor, Jamie Lehman, also phoned me, and he was kind of asking me about signability and money and stuff, and I kind of just said, you know, I haven't been through this before, but my advisor has, so I think if you phoned him, he'd give you a better answer. So what they're doing, I think, is they're talking back and forth today, and they said they'd also talk tomorrow. So once I talk to them, I'll have a better idea of what's gonna happen. So hopefully something gets done as soon as possible, because I want to get going.
Tom, did you have an inkling that the Jays would be in on you? I mean, I know that they've scouted you, and I know that just from talking to Jays people, they were well aware of you. And I know there was a lot of people in the organization kept sort of giving everybody the high sign that at the right time they would pick you if you were available. But did you have an inkling you might end up with the Blue Jays or? You know, I mean, God, you're going to be 18 on June 23rd. Did you even have a sense of where you might go?
I definitely knew the Blue Jays were really interested, just because me and Jamie Lehman have a great relationship, and he told me that there was a high interest with them in me. So I knew that. And Andrew Tinnish, the scouting director, has seen me pitch a few times, and both times he's seen me pitch, I've done really well. So I also knew that would be a good sign, but all their GM, their assistant GM, all their scouts have all seen me pitch, just because I pitched against their 40-man team in February with the junior national team, and I pitched against them in Dunedin, their spring training team. So I've had quite a few outings against them, which is at their home park, and I know some of the guys in the office have seen me pitch, so I knew that they were pretty interested in the last few weeks. They've been phoning me and my advisor just asking questions, so I definitely knew that they were one of the teams that if I were going to get drafted, it would be by them.
Tom Robson joins us on Primetime Sports. Hey, now, when did you start to get the sense that you were going to be, you know, not only drafted, but Baseball America listed you, I think, as a 72nd, number 72 in the high school list. When did you get a sense that you were not only possibly going to be drafted, but that, you know, a lot of teams were looking at you and that you may have ended up going in a pretty significant position? The fourth round is pretty good.
Yeah. Last year I joined the junior national team, and before that I was kind of more just a thrower. I just tried to throw the ball as hard as I could, get people out, but I learned once I got to the junior national team, I threw against some spring training teams that you can't really do that anymore. And Paul Quancho and Chris Mietzma are both the pitching coaches with the junior national team. Obviously, they both played in the big leagues, so I learned quite a bit from them. I definitely would not be in the situation I'm in now without them, just because the program Greg Hamilton puts on with the junior national team is so good. We play against pro competition. I don't think there's better competition than that, and the amount I learned with them is unbelievable, just because I've got pro coaches coaching me. I've played in the big leagues. So once I met up with them, they've taught me a few things, and I just got so much better last year. I pitched a shutout against Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when that really raised my stock, I think.
Tom, time's not our ally, Tom. Listen, I got to run. I appreciate you joining us. Best of luck. Enjoy the day. Back with more Primetime Sports.